reading from the letter to the Ephesians. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and perception of what is revealed to bring you to full knowledge of him. May he enlighten the eyes of your mind. You can see what hope his call holds for you, what rich glories he has promised his saints will inherit, how infinitely great is the power that he has exercised for us believers. This you can tell from the strength of his power at work in Christ, when he used it to raise him from the dead and to make him sit at his right hand in heaven, far above every sovereignty, authority, power, or domination, or any other name that can be named not only in this age, but also in the age to come. He's put all things under his feet and made him, as the ruler of everything, the head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills the whole creation. And this is the word of the Lord. Today, on the great solemnity of the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to say something rather contentious, but something I feel convinced is true. Either everything means something, or nothing means anything. Playing with words there, but I think that's basically the only two logical beliefs we can have about reality. Either everything means something, or nothing means anything. I also think that no one, in fact, is capable of living and believing in this world either of those extremes. No one is capable of seeing that everything means something, of living a life on that basis, and nobody really thinks that nothing means anything. We live in an illogical, unreasonable, in between those two extremes, never quite capable of living in either direction. But then human beings aren't guaranteed to be logical or reasonable. We are rational animals. And there's always tension in how we reason. I say this on the Feast of the Ascension. The Ascension can be seen as a rather simplistic feast, just Christ rising into the air. In fact, it's really Christ rising into mystery, into the unknowability of the world he has created and left behind, and set on its tracks on its way to salvation. The mystery of unknowing, the mystery of unknowability. He rises into the clouds. Yet at the same time, it's the beginning of our knowledge, of our understanding of how everything means something. Because everything means something in Christ. That's the revealed truth. Even without Christ, we might suspect that everything means something. Plato thought that. We can believe and hope and trust that everything means something. But to really understand it, to really be taken into the heart of the mystery of meaning, we require Christ. And the Ascension isn't Christ disappearing and ending his revelation. It's rather allowing the revelation to fill us. It fills the world, it fills human beings. I have a problem with the phrase intelligent design because it's ambiguous. If it means that all creation is a product of God's work, of God's intelligence, his wisdom, well, every Christian should believe that. Of course, every particle of the universe is created by God with purpose, with understanding. But it means that we can see the intelligence, we can see the design. Well, I'm rather doubtful about that. Of course, we can see some things, we can think about the likelihood of this planet Earth and life on it coming to being. Darwin's natural selection doesn't take away all of the improbability. Even atoms come into being with processes which are rather strange, could even be shown to be mathematically improbable. That's not what we mean by intelligent design. We mean that everything means something. And everything means something in Christ. And that's why I chose to read the second reading, the Ephesians, rather than the Gospel. In the Gospel, and also the first reading, we have accounts of Christ finishing his life on earth. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And know that I am with you always until the end of time. But as the Acts says, he rises into the air. Far from those two readings contradicting each other, the two readings fulfill each other. It's because he vanishes from our sight that he's with us always till the end of time. Because he's not in one particular place, one particular time. He is in all places and all times. With us always until the end of time. And yet, that presence is also the mystery of Christ. The letter to Ephesians is a sort of prayer. Through a prayer rather than a statement. May he give you light to your heart, may he fill you with understanding. May the fullness of him who fills the whole creation fill your hearts and minds. When the apostles saw him vanish from sight, then they started to go into the world. In that world, gradually the meaning, the truth, the purpose unfolds, fills everything. It's very different from trying to understand the sort of intelligence involved in biology or geology or astronomy. That's only searching for the meaning of some things. We're searching for the meaning of everything. The meaning of everything is given to us in a way that transcends anything we can understand. That's why mysticism is proper means of intelligence for Christians. The sense that everything is beyond and above us. At the same time, the sense that we are drawn into the understanding of those things. And so we wish to understand, we have to be silent, we have to pray, we have to hope. Because the understanding grows, the understanding develops. That's why so many of the parables of understanding in Matthew are parables of things that grow, of things that are discovered suddenly in the ground, or things that we're seeking, or things that we're not seeking, or things that live, and also things which are hidden. That's good things that come into being, come into revelation, come to be known. We grow in understanding all the time. The greatest understanding is to understand that we cannot understand everything. That's why intelligent design is always a design in Christ, in Jesus. We understand by hoping to understand. Hope brings us to understanding. And to seek understanding requires hope. That's how we come to understand. There's a hope of the scientist that in their career they may find something interesting. But our hope is a hope that all things will be revealed. All will be explained. All will be given to us. We give light to the eyes of your mind so you can see what hope his call holds for you. What rich glories his promise to saints will inherit. Infinitely great is the power he's exercised for us believers. Hope to understand. Engage in Christ hidden from us. And understand that the Christ we find is never seen on this earth because he's in us. In the depths of our own hearts, we find Christ. And we believe and hope that everything means something. Everything means Christ.